LA has the largest jail system in the country.
You got people that been in jail just like one time in their life, can't get nothing because of whatever mistake they made.
I stole some ground turkey because I wanted to feed my family. We was hungry.
Off the Block, stories tracing the path from city block to cell block and back. Available September 13th at kcrw.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
From KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters.
You can never understand why anyone believes in anything. If you don't understand why someone believes in something, you shouldn't try, because you never will. I've been doing this for 10 years, and I still don't know why normal-looking people believe in crazy things.
Is there a name that you put to your profession?
I've always just jokingly said haunted demon seller. Vice magazine described us as Etsy witches.
What exactly do you do?
I sell spells, spirits, and variety of occult entities. Demons, vampires, griffins, werewolves, unicorns, goblins, mermaids, pegasuses, ghouls, gnomes, pixies. There's tons more.
Have you ever been called a scam artist?
Yeah, I have a lot by a bunch of people. There are always people that buy it and then don't have results and then get upset about it.
So are you a scam artist?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm a scam artist in the same way that there's people that sell pills that make your dick bigger and I sell spells that make your dick bigger. And they're both equally bullshit. And it's, if they're scammers and I'm a scammer.
Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
fear of my own comeuppance.
The podcast about
the unknown.
Let me read you the penis enlargement spell, because it's funny. This casting is for an ultimate level 3 penis enlargement magic spell that will be immediately cast to your spirit. All the spirit work is completed by me only, so there's no rituals or spell work for you to have to worry about. The magic spell energy will be sent instantly and directly to your spirit as soon as I've completed your spell work. Do you wish you had a larger penis? Do you wish you can maintain an erection for longer? Do you wish you could get it up more often or just get it up at all? This penis enlargement spell will add size to your member as well as give you the ability to have longer and more fulfilling erections. It will also magnify your orgasms to heightened levels you dream of. What are you waiting for? Start enjoying sex today.
So, in our conversations before, you made it pretty clear that we weren't using your name.
Yeah.
And what about your voice? Is your voice going to be a problem?
Not necessarily, but I used to really like those, like, America's Most Wanted shows where they interviewed, like, FBI suspects, and they're in, like, the black room, and they have the distorted voice, and I've always kind of wanted to see myself in that position.
We definitely do that for a portion of the show.
I'll let you decide that. As long as I get to hear some of it, I want that moment in the sun.
Yeah, we can definitely just sort for like maybe just this part of the interview.
Sounds good.
And then it'll just like slowly merge back into your real voice.
All right, we can do that. That sounds good.
I know that we're not using your name, but I do want to know who you are.
Most people call me Malibu Ron, a.k.a. Dot Biz, a.k.a. Arsenio Halter Top,
also known as Dr. Shocktopus. I'm just gonna leave the others off.
What about your internet aliases?
I can't share those.
What about some of the ones that don't exist anymore?
Probably not. They're all just corny names you'd steal from like an RPG or a Dungeons and Dragons book.
What were you doing before you started this business?
I worked for T-Mobile and I was on medical leave and I was incredibly sick. I couldn't do that much for a few months, and that's when this kind of started. I originally got the idea when I saw someone selling some random occult stuff. And I actually saw a Cracked.com article that was called The 10 Most Questionable Haunted Items on eBay. And one of my friends was like, why don't you try that? And then I did, and I put a toy machine ring up, and I said there was a sex demon in it, like a demon that'll have sex with you. And then I forgot about it. And when I logged in like 10 days later, I noticed that it sold. Several people had bid on it and it sold for like $12. And I actually had to ship it. And I expected after I shipped it to the person that they would be upset they paid $12 for a toy machine ring or that a demon didn't come out and have sex with them. But the guy got it and was really happy with it. And I kept doing it and it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that was something that surprised me, is how almost everything that is bought by someone, trinkets, jewelry, or spells, they almost always have said they had a positive result from it. I say no refunds, but every once in a while someone gets angry and tries to charge back their purchase. And normally once they've explained to their payment system, like their credit card company or PayPal, that they're mad because their big dick werewolf spirit won't talk to them, it generally isn't found in their favor. And they get very upset and sometimes turn to violent threats in an effort to get me to refund them.
I want to ask you about that too. I was also wondering, do you have any rings lying around?
I probably have a couple. One. So I try and do a combination of stuff I buy in stores and generic factory-made stuff.
What would you think you might put into those?
Let's say a demon that will give you psychic abilities, that slowly, over time, while you wear the ring, you'll start to be able to see what other people are thinking and know their true intentions.
Have you even ever tried whatsoever to instill psychic abilities into an object?
Have I tried to actually get my magic to work? Is that what you're saying? I mean, I think in a way I'm constantly willing it to work. But realistically, no, I don't. I'm not a big believer in the occult.
Have you ever believed in anything supernatural?
Maybe God. I don't really... Maybe aliens, but I don't think that really falls in the same realm. Like, I believe in God, but if, like, someone was like, hey, check this out, I got God in a ring, $20, I probably wouldn't believe them. I definitely wouldn't believe them. I try not to think about these kind of things too much.
Why?
Fear of my own comeuppance. Yeah. It would make my entire business really weird if one day I found out that there are actually demons and vampires and big dick werewolves and stuff, because they're going to be like pissed that I've been making fun of them this whole time.
What do your clients look like?
Everything. Everything. Every race and size and gender and religion and sexuality and gender identity, one of every possible human being in the world. Some are really, really smart. I've had like lawyers and engineers, and I've also had juggalos. I've had a guy who owned an animal clinic. They range from stupid to a lot smarter than me. A lot of these people are incredibly well off, and if there's any market that hasn't sort of died down during the recession, I would say it's what the richest people in the world buy.
How do you differentiate between clients who have money and clients who don't? How do you know that your clients are wealthy?
In what they're asking for. Most people, if they don't have very much money, but they still buy spirits and spells and demons, that will be the first thing they'll tell you. They'll contact you and say, I want a demon, but I don't have that much money. Or I want a spell, but I don't have that much money. I put things up in a variety of prices, from you can get something for $5. The people that have a lot of money just assume that if something's more expensive, then it must be more magic. So the people with money will pay $250 for the same penis enlargement spell, even if it's on the same page. One's $2, one's $300. They'll be more likely to buy the expensive one because they just piss money away all day.
And what's the most expensive thing you've ever sold?
At once, it was probably like $3,000. For a payment plan, I would say in the realm of like $11,000. They were spirits, demons. One of them was literally Satan.
Tell me about the threats that you've gotten.
Like I said, I say no refunds. I say I'm not responsible for anything that does or does not happen. I say that it's only for entertainment, but every once in a while someone buys something and then is upset that it wasn't exactly what they wanted, or they have another problem in their life and they blame it on me. I've had people buy a spell for protection and then get into an argument with their husband later that night and blame it on me and threaten to kill me for ruining their marriage.
Is that a specific example?
Yeah.
You said it's happened three times?
It's probably happened more than three times.
Three times. And what did they say to you?
They say that, I know where you live, I'll kill you. They're always lying, but they never have any of my information. And I generally just ignore it. Most of the time, I'll at least forward the threat to the financial institution.
Do you have any kind of malevolent feelings towards your clients?
Some. I guess they're not my customers, but some of the people within the community that are other people's customers or have bought haunted stuff from various venues or wherever have asked me for really morally reprehensible things. Revenge on people, mind control over women, force women to be sex slaves, world domination, invisibility to make other people they don't like die, things like that. And I don't like those people. But for the most part, I like my customers. Most people are looking for normal stuff like wealth or psychic powers or a big dick werewolf.
What's the most ridiculous thing?
A big dick werewolf.
Who is that to?
I mean, I'm not going to say their name, but it was an American man. He was in his late 30s. I think he had a sexual attraction to werewolves or the concept of a werewolf. It's a weirdo.
And you don't have any hard feelings towards that guy?
I think it's weird. I like him. I could talk shit, but I guess I kind of owe him my existence. It's definitely weird, but I'm not passing too much judgment. I try not to.
Do you have any guilt about it?
No, not really. I avoid making any claims that would make me feel guilty. I've had people come to me who are sick or worse and ask for spirits that will heal them or spells that will cure them of potentially terminal illnesses. And I
I don't sell things like that. So most of the time I try and stick with ridiculous things that avoid me having to feel guilt, like vampires and werewolf spirits and penis enlargement spells and big dick werewolves. So those kind of things, they're so silly that I guess they don't connect to guilt in my brain. As long as I'm not swearing that it's true, I think it's all right. And I feel less guilty about it than I did selling cell phones to people, especially old people, because old people don't need smartphones.
Are you happy for your clients when they do write you and they say, this worked amazing, like this?
Yeah.
This is the change I needed in my life to enlarge my penis or to increase my wealth or draw attractive people to me.
Yeah, I think it's nice whenever anyone says that they're in a better place than they were previously. I've had hundreds and hundreds of people say that they've been alleviated from insomnia or stress or crippling anxiety, depression, things like that. I think the placebo effect is really strong, and a lot of these people are just looking for someone to talk to and then have someone say, it's going to be all right. I think that that's all a lot of these people need. I mean, I think in that sense, they would likely benefit from therapy or psychology, having someone to talk to. But if you don't have health insurance, it's cheaper to buy a haunted ring.
Yeah. Are you rich?
No. No. I'm no Donald Trump. I live all right. I live well.
Of all the things you've told me, it seems like you've been very forthcoming with your business practice. But I think I would be remiss if I didn't ask you why I should believe that you're telling me the truth right now. Why should I believe that you are as successful at this as you say you've been?
Look in the corner over there. There's about $20,000 worth of shoes. That's all from this.
What kind of shoes are they?
Nike Dunk SBs and Air Jordans. That's about all I have to show for this.
Yeah. Do you have any insight, having done this for so long, as why some people's minds are so willing to attribute changes to magic or the supernatural?
Because the universe is terrifying and chaotic, and the idea that there's magic all around us is super comforting. It's the easiest thing to believe. To believe that you're powerless in the face of your own problems is just sad.
So why do you spend the money that you make from this on shoes?
Because I like shoes.
Is there any parallel between that? Between, like, I'm trying to wrap it around in my head. Like, how do the is there a parallel there?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think it's just a black thing. No, I buy things that I like. That's about it.
Can I take a picture of him?
Sure.
All those boxes are full of shoes.
Yeah. It's just those ones, the 10 boxes.
While I was taking pictures of the shoes, Malibu Ron stopped me for a moment to take out a couple pairs. He told me it wasn't a good idea to photograph them because they were one-offs, pairs that no one else in the world owned. Malibu was worried that people might start connecting the dots about his identity. Over on our website, we have a picture of Malibu Ron, along with most of his shoe collection. We also have links to a bunch of information about the various mythical beasts that he sells, and also articles that he mentioned in this episode. You can find that all on our website, hbmpodcast.com. Also on our website, you can find Here Be Monsters stickers, They have our 3D rainbow HBM logo on them, and they're made out of high-quality vinyl, and they look great on laptops, water bottles, and the bumpers of your friends' cars. And for a limited period of time yet to be determined, we have them on sale on our website. That's hbmpodcast.com. And also, if you'd like to send us a blessing or a curse, or any kind of mythical spirit that you might have lying around your house, maybe you have an incubus or a succubus or a werewolf or a mermaid, if you'd like to send them our way, feel free to. You can do that in two ways. You can send it via review on iTunes, or you can also send it via Twitter. We're on Twitter at HBMPodcast. Okay, well, this episode of Here Be Monsters was produced by me, Jeff Atman, along with help from Bethany Denton and Nick White. Music came from Sarosel and The Black Spot. Here Be Monsters is proud to be a part of the independent producer project of KCRW. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.